JM in the AM. It's Shushan Purim morning. You know what that means? Our Nissan Chesed campaign that used to start Rosh Chodesh Nissan and then used to start after Shushan Purim, and now this year started before Tanis Esther, is in full swing. Yeah, it's in full swing, all right. Just like we're supposed to learn the halachas and study the procedures for Pesach 30 days in advance, we are literally starting and continuing our Chesed program where we feature different Chesed opportunities as early as possible in advance of the holidays. A lot of work to be done. A lot of work to be done. We featured a couple of amazing ones earlier in the week. And now we have to feature another one that we've spoken about in the past. And I'm hoping that if we hammer away at the Chesed Fund over the next 30 days and continue to encourage people to go to our Chesed page at NahumSiegel.com, that they will choose great Chesed programs to support, including the one we're going to be speaking about this morning. Please don't utilize, or I should say, please utilize the next few weeks to think about who is in need and where your dollars should go to help those in need. Something very important to consider. And we're going to try to highlight, like I always say, as many of these great Chesed opportunities as possible. The ones that we feature have proven track records. The majority of them, except when absolutely necessary to do otherwise, the majority of them collect all the money and distribute all the money. So please, give what you can and do what you can for those in need in our community. Now, we've discussed this with Naftali Solomon before. There is a special gemach, a special charity fund for members of the Hatzalah organization. Now, Hatzalah, as you know, the Chevra Hatzalah, hundreds and hundreds of volunteers in the New York area, and always there at a moment's notice. I mean, you know, all kidding aside, we know that if there's any type of emergency, personal, family, communal, all you got to do is call Hatzalah and you get a response immediately, which is quite a feeling, frankly, but that's for another time. But there are members and families that are in need, just like any group of people has members and families that are in need and that could use some help, especially on Pesach. There is a group of Hatzalah members and their families who are in need as well, and their brethren, part of the Chevra, want to make sure they're taken care of, and that's where we come in to support the incredible work of Chevra Gemach. TheChevraGemach.org, TheChevraGemach.org. Naftali Solomon, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. How are you?
Happy Shushan Purim to you.
Shushan Purim Sameach to you.
Hope you had a wonderful holiday and that you're still enjoying this incredible time of year. So, you know, if it's Shushan Purim, you know what that means. It means a month from now it's going to be Pesach. And there are a lot of people in our community and people all around the world who need help when it comes to Pesach. It's a really rough holiday financially. It's a wonderful holiday, and it's a great holiday. And nobody would ever call it rough, except maybe those who have to clean and prepare for it. But when it comes to financials, it can be a very, very big challenge. Now, how long have you been, Naftali Solomon, a member of Hatzalah?
33 years.
In 33 years, you have met plenty of guys who, again, are part of that group that would respond at any time for any type of emergency, personal, individual, family, communal, any type of emergency. Hatzalah's there at a moment's notice. You've seen a lot of people over the years who have that type of commitment, but you've also seen in that same group of people, individuals and families who need some help, especially before Yontif, right?
That is absolutely correct. Hatzalah is made up of the very best of our communities. And just like their regular doctors, attorneys, rabbeim, teachers, the whole gamut of different job descriptions, we also the same part of Kali Yisrael. Sometimes it's just we're not making it enough, especially since COVID. Things have been tough. We've had members who had their businesses closed, their jobs gotten rid of, their salaries cut. And just like everybody else, they're in need. And for Kimcha D'Pisgah, we're trying to raise some much-needed funds to help these Hatzalah members to make Pesach.
And don't forget how much more money one needs now to make Pesach, because prices have gone up like crazy.
Prices have gone up. Look at matzah. We had one major matzah breaker shut down. Baruch Hashem, we had a Hatzalah member who stepped up and is offering matzahs to Hatzalah members at a severely discounted price, just to help them, make Pesach. It's just the costs are just out of control. It's not just food. It's everybody needs clothing. Everybody needs different things.
Yeah.
The need is there.
Naftali Solomon's with us. Look, it's very simple, folks, and we've said this before during our other Chesed campaigns that go on before Rosh Hashanah and before Pesach. There's a list of certain funds that we endorse and we hope people will respond to. This one is called the Chevra Gemach. No H in, well, there's one H in Chevra. You get my point. There's no H at the end. TheChevraGemach.org. TheChevraGemach.org is a place to donate, and you could also, in the comments section, write that it's for Pesach. Now, you just mentioned Naftali Solomon. It's matzah, wine, and essentials for Pesach, but as you just said, it's also gift cards for clothing stores, supermarkets, etc., things that people need, and you and your staff make sure, you and your committee, I should say, make sure to give the families whatever you can to help them make Pesach more easily. All people need to do is donate on that page, write Pesach in the comments, and it'll go straight to that fund. And you told me off the air that you're probably going to help over 100 families through this fund this year, right?
That's absolutely correct. The amount of money we expect to give out for this Pesach is probably in excess of $150,000 to help those 100-plus members. That is absolutely correct.
Unbelievable. The need in our community is gigantic, folks. But thank God your heart, your collective Jewish heart is gigantic, and I hope everybody will respond. And as I said to Naftali off the air, because sometimes when it comes to radio, it takes time for people to even, you know, hear what you're saying. We're going to be repeating this for the next couple of weeks and urging people every single day to give to the Chevra Gemach and help support the Hatzalah families that are always there for us. It's not just the members who are sacrificing for us. Their families obviously are as well. So we'll be repeating this, and I hope as we get closer and closer to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, everybody out there will respond in some way, whether you're giving $10 or $10,000 or whatever you're giving. All of it is going to be used in order to help families that need basic food items, clothing, grocery gift cards, etc., for the holiday of Pesach. And Naftali, we could make this, I guess, really complicated, but there's no need to. It's really that simple. You're trying to support as best as possible over 100 families through this Gemach for this upcoming Pesach, and people just need to be as generous as possible. That's really it.
Your listenership has been very generous. If you remember during the summer, we had a campaign that we kicked off at your studio, and your listeners actually donated very nicely. I'm sure they'll do so again.
I hope so. And usually the Pesach spirit does increase the desire to give. When people realize just how tough it is on families out there, it usually does get people, some of whom may not give at other times of the year, frankly, but it gives them an extra impetus to give, to be generous, and to realize that whatever they're giving is going straight to matzah and grape juice and wine and chicken and grocery items and clothing, etc., for families. All right, folks, you heard the plea. It's very simple. It's now Shushan Purim. We're exactly a month away from Pesach. At some point over the next few days, preferably today, go to the Chevra Gemach website and just give. When you give, you're supporting over 100 Hatzalah families that are in need. As Naftali described, everyone's got different backgrounds, different situations, right? You have Hatzalah members who are very well off. You have Hatzalah members who are struggling, especially now post-COVID, if they lost their job or if things have just gotten so expensive and so out of hand. So give what you can, and the committee will make sure that the people who are in need will be receiving the funds. And as I said, one of the things I enjoy saying and reiterating is that with the majorities, in some cases it's not possible, frankly, but the majority of the things that we are recommending in our Chesed campaign for this year and every year are funds where every penny that comes in goes out to the families in need. And this is one of them. So please give what you can. The Chevra, C-H-E-V-R-A, the Chevra Gemach, GEMACH.org, the Chevra Gemach.org. Naftali Solomon, anything else you'd like to add on this topic?
Thank you, Nachum. It's always a pleasure to speak to you and your listenership.
I appreciate that very much, and let us know how it's going. If we're not getting to the goal we need, then we'll encourage our listeners even more and implore them to get you to your goal. Shushan Purim morning. You're listening to JM in the AM.